are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Right out of Joplin, Missouri. That was legendary alto saxophonist Charles McPherson with a cut off his latest 2015 album called The Journey. And that was the tune Bud Like. And what a journey it has been for this richly intelligent, well-traveled titan of the jazz world. And it's with his latest cut that we begin one full hour looking into the life and the delicious music of a jazz force here on Neon Jazz. For over 50 years, Charles has been giving the world a dose of memorable jazz that has been some of the finest ever. He is well known for playing with Charlie Mingus from 60 to 72 and being instrumental in helping record pieces for Clint Eastwood's 1988 movie Bird. And it just so happens to be a McPherson idol. But he has so many other sides to his career. So after he left Joplin, he made his way to Detroit at the age of 9. This was a huge leap for him, and he saw so many musicians come through the Motor City. This is what he told us recently during an interview with Neon Jazz about those early formative years.
It's like, okay, right down the street from my house is where this music is played, and it's a great local jazz club. The musicians who played in that club were, the house band was Elvin Jones on drums, Pepper Adams, baritone, Thad Jones, trumpet. A slew of people that would come through there, like Sonny Stitt or Miles, or there was a great tenor player named Billy Mitchell that played there all the time.
And there is so much more to the Charles McPherson story, a story that we will examine with his rich musical style that is rooted in both the blues and bebop, and that has literally influenced and inspired generations of both musicians and fans. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of Charlie Parker and a town that Charles McPherson loves to play in, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you one full hour of Charles and his music. From the early years, here's Charles with the 1965 tune, Con Alma.
Thank you.
Charles McPherson. Tune in and listen to the great show, Jazz Divino, Neon Jazz.
That was Charles in 1968 with the song Little Sugar Baby off his From This Moment On LP. So at a very early age, he began playing the piano, and he was heavily influenced in those very early years by summer concerts in Joplin, Missouri that featured territory bands from the Midwest and Southwest that was rich in that sax sound. And it was also when he was growing up that he heard Charlie Parker, and it opened a whole new jazz portal in his mind. From being an idol to playing him in the Eastwood movie, this is what he told Neon Jazz during our interview about being a part of that particular 1988 movie.
The experience was different because this is Hollywood, and you're dealing with movies and soundtrack, and they call click tracks, and that's a whole different way of using music, and so that was interesting. I met Clint Eastwood. He was there at the record. I wasn't at any of the footage when they were shooting the film, but I, you know, when they recorded some of the soundtrack, I'm in the studio. I did tutor the actor Forrest Whitaker on how to look like he's playing the saxophone.
Our next track on the show comes from Charles, teamed up with the great Kenny Drew. Here in 1978, here's the tune For Sure.
Thank you.
show on Leon Jazz. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
That was another team up via Charles, and he was good at that in his career. In 1988, there he was with Dave Pike on the Vibes with the tune Embraceable You. When Charles arrived in Detroit, he was heavily swayed by a relationship with his mentor and jazz piano great Barry Harris. Not only did he learn quite a bit about making music at a very formative age, it was those life lessons that swayed him. This is what he had to say during our interview about Mr. Harris and his influence.
In terms of life, he opened up a door, an intellectual door, that I didn't care or know so much about. And basically, he created the sense of reading habit. Because I was 14, it's not like I read a lot of books, other than, you know, books you read in school. But because he was a person that was pretty enlightened in a lot of ways other than just music, he actually instigated that kind of thing in me as well.
So Charles started out on the flugelhorn and trumpet in school, in the band at the age of 12. And he then switched to the alto sax at 13. And from there, as we say, the rest is history. Here's Charles in 1994 with the title track off his album, First Flight Out. We'll be right back.
jazz, a hammer jazz musician, and neon jazz with Joe Dimino seems to love jazz, seems to talk about our great music. So give it a listen.
With one more tune off that 1994 album First Flight Out, that was the tune Lynn's Grins. By the age of 19, Charles was working regularly throughout Detroit. But by the late 1950s, he moved on to New York City, and it was then that he quickly started his association with Charlie Mingus, a grooving jazz bond that lasted 12 years. This is what he had to say about that relationship and time with Mingus.
You know, every little thing, big or small, contributes to the whole. So it's hard to say. I mean, certainly the experience with Mingus, because it was 12 years pretty much, that was insightful because of who he is and who he was. And in terms of composition, I think I really learned, or I was influenced by him too.
Along with Mingus, he gigged with many other cats, like Art Farmer, Carmel Jones, Albert Tootie Heath, George Coleman, and the list of cats goes on and on. But it was those formative years that galvanized a brilliant music brain. With a group of cats led by Mulgrew Miller, here's Charles with the 1995 song Funhouse off the album Come Play With Me. Thank you.
style.
That was Charles in 2001 with the song Everything Happens to Me off a tribute to Charlie Parker, and I think everything did happen to him. Over a 50-plus year career, Charles has toured throughout the U.S., Europe, Africa, South America, and Japan, and played with so many musicians in his evolved style of play. Along with the music, he is an eternally curious man that has given the world the best in jazz. Since 1978, Charles has resided in the American paradise known as San Diego and continues to be active as a performer and educator throughout the U.S. and beyond. And at this moment in his jazz life, I asked him one final question. What is there left to accomplish? This was his answer.
Well, as I said before, the journey is the whole, to me, it's not just music. This might sound corny too, but I think that the journey is like basically the evolution of consciousness for each individual.
And on a final note, I think we should just say thanks to Charles for everything. Another tireless jazz soul that has made everything just a bit cooler and sounding just the way it should. And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and another legend of cool around here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yo, Joey!
Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you. So drop us a line. Let us know what you want to hear. We'd just love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.